Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Small Business Development Center Regional Director for North Central Iowa, Kimberly Tiefenthaler, joining us once again. And so thank you very much, Kimberly, for being on. And of course, people still slugging their way through COVID-19. Last time we had you on here, we talked about the Paycheck Protection Program, which I hear is still an ongoing thing for small businesses to take advantage of. Can you provide us with some updates about that particular program?
Well, yes, the funding continues to go on, and the deadline has been extended to August 8th to apply for those funds. So that is a new deadline, and it has been for a little while now, but that was good. That gave people more time to hop on board and be able to participate with this program.
I understand that since this continues to go along, is it possible for businesses who maybe got the early funding from this program, can they reapply or not yet?
Not yet. So we are still in the first round of this particular program. So the Paycheck Protection Program funds that are available now are still just for those first-time applications. So if you have not yet participated with this program and would still like to, the funds are available, and you just need to go to your local bank that is an SBA lender. And really, most banks, especially our community banks across Iowa, have made themselves available to this program and are able to assist customers.
So, Kimberly, are you surprised at all that this program is continuing for as long as it has been? Because it appeared when it first came out that this was going to be a short window. A lot of people, it appeared like it was they took advantage of it. But now I think it's kind of extended, what, for the third time now for this program?
No, I'm not surprised that they extended it. We had a slow reopen with restaurants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are businesses that just weren't able. They applied for the funds, but they weren't able to use them. So I think it became very apparent to on the federal side that, hey, we've got to do something here. These businesses aren't able to really use these funds the way they need to be used. And so the forgiveness isn't going to happen, you know, like it needs to happen. And then with having funds still available, you know, it was, of course, everything's always done, it seems like, at the last hour. And when we find out about things, when programs were changing and things kept rolling out on both sides of the programs, it seemed like it was always Friday night at 6 o'clock. We would get the announcement handed down from SBA and the U.S. Treasury that, yes, indeed, they are going to extend this or they are going to change that or what have you. And really, it's a really good thing that they did extend this and extend the maturity on the loan side of it. There were a few things that really did need to take place to make sense for especially our restaurants.
Can you give us any restrictions or information that people need to know about if they have not yet applied for this program that they probably need to be aware of?
The loan can be fully forgiven if the funds are used for payroll costs, interest on mortgages, rent, and utilities. But due to the likely high subscription or the use of these funds, at least 60% of the forgiven amount must be used for payroll. So that's just something that the business owners need to keep in mind as they use these funds. These funds do have an interest rate of 1%. The loans issued prior to June 5th have a maturity of 2 years, and then the loans issued after June 5th have a maturity of 5 years. So that was one thing that did change. Loan payments will be deferred for 6 months, and there's no collateral or personal guarantees required for this. And there also will be no fees for the businesses applying for these loans. It still remains to be a very good program. It's probably one of the best programs that we've seen in a time of disaster. And of course, during this catastrophic time period and just states are at different levels with the coronavirus, this has been a great assistance to keep people employed, to help business owners keep their staff. And that was just a huge need and a big part of, well, the total reason of this program was to keep people employed, keep that head count for those businesses.
Can you point to us to any specific examples or feedback that you've been hearing from small business owners, will say, that this program really has impacted them to the nth degree, maybe even on the positive side?
It's helped businesses keep staff. They've been able to do creative things, you know, with their staff during a time period of when they were shut down. So, you know, things that we don't normally think about, like painting your business, taking the opportunity to do some really deep cleaning and maybe light remodeling or things like that. So there's been some different things like that take place in businesses that are good and, you know, gives you that opportunity to do that. Keep your staff, keep them fully paid and be ready for that open date. And so I know businesses that did do that. which is, I think, a great use of time and the funds and things that need to be projects that need to be done anyway. We are seeing a need on the other side of it for more funding and possibly giving businesses that second round of funding if that does come through. I know there are businesses that are in need of that as well. But yes, it has definitely been a good program for our small businesses. That is for sure.
Now, for some of our area small businesses, Kimberly, who maybe haven't yet applied for this program but might be coming up to the time frame that maybe they need to, what are some of the documents, some of the things, information that the small business owner needs to have on hand in order to apply?
Right. So that can vary from bank to bank. It depends what that lending institution, some of them have their own intake in the way they want to do this, their own process. And so then you really need to go to your bank and ask those questions. But your payroll information is certainly something to have on hand so that the calculations can be done. But your loan officer will help you with that and walk you through that process. They've been doing this for a while now, so they're pretty well, it's a pretty well-oiled machine at this point with our banks. And I just want to say again that the community banks in Iowa have really stepped up to the plate on this. They've done a lot of processing of these loans, and we're really fortunate to live in an area where our businesses have just been able to, the process has been pretty painless for our business owners. So again, thanks to our community banks and the banks that we have throughout the state of Iowa.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. We're here with our Small Business Development Center Regional Director for North Central Iowa, Kimberly Tiefenthaler, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.